Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of being blessed, having gifts to be inspired and inspire others, Father God. Thank you. You have called us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are ruling to fill all things and to restore. You came to seek and save. You came to save the world because you so love it. And we thank you that you've chosen to call us, and we thank you for this word that inspires us, Lord, to partake of your gifts and be everything you made us to be. And so we just thank you, Lord. Bless this word, bless this day. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. Yesterday's word was that Jesus has been raised now to fill everything, to bring about the reason he came to seek. He came to seek and save. God so loved the world that he sent him not to condemn the world, but to save it. So that's his agenda. And then he called us and he made that our agenda as well. And we can just see this as we go further in Ephesians 4, the TPT, from verse 11 to 30.
And he has appointed some with grace to be apostles, and some with grace to be prophets, and some with grace to be evangelists, and some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry, and as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. These grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness into the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one into a perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity and fully developed into the abundance of Christ.
Hallelujah. So Jesus has called and appointed us by inspiring us, working in us to will and to do, to nurture and prepare the holy believers, the saints, to do their own work ministry and to build, then enlarge and build up the body of Christ. So they come in and they become instruments of Jesus, his body reaching out, touching people. And he says these grace ministries are there. They have the oneness of faith. We all look to Jesus. He's the shepherd. And then we have the faith of God. We start believing what God believes about us, not what we think we come out of our futility of our will and our thinking. And that's all worldly and it's all from the devil. And we now partake of Jesus, the insight and the understanding that Jesus has. He works in us to will and to do, and that faith is to know the Son of God. So to know what God knows, that's what it's all about. And then we all grow. There's a spiritual unity that comes. We all tapped into the same head, and then the body displays the blessings of heaven, the blessings of our unique name that's written for us. And I love God's understanding of man. It's not like what we hear outside of Christ. It's one thing you don't hear this from the demonic circles. You become a mature man, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So God's beauty and maturity is that which was represented in the Son here on earth. And I believe this is where we come into now, that fullness. At maturity there, we went out and signs and wonders followed, and he set free the captives. And so the word says about us as well in Malachi, he who fears my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise, and they will go out like calves led from the stall, and they will tread the wicked down, thus says the Lord of hosts. So yeah, bottom line in that year, the motivation to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to do the works that Jesus done. Why? Because we are loved as much as Jesus is loved. And That's it. So, and God's presence, we're in his kingdom, in his presence, in his provision, and we just got to stay in tune, developing on schedule. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.